again. Part two. I'm sure there's some way to make part two special from part one, but it's just continuation of part one, just like it was always meant to be.
Huh. That in and of itself makes it special.
It's like the continued next week thing in TV shows.
To be continued.
To be continued.
Except we're not continuing any. We should have been in the middle of something, I guess. That's the way to do it.
Don't overthink it.
Put the interview on hold. Take a break.
Previously on. Recap what happened the first one.
I like that.
Previously on the podcast.
Oh, I would hate if we recapped the first hour. That would be so dumb.
Then who would listen to the first hour?
Exactly. We are going to talk to the ladies on the cover of the Woodstock album, and has been for 47 years.
Wow.
Which is really weird. Yeah. Well, now there's no album covers anymore, so I guess her star is fading.
Yeah, well, I don't know. You know?
Does anyone buy records anymore?
No. Well, no, though people do, actually. Urban Outfitters sort of, jumped
on that.
Yeah, but
now they're art. Now you just hang them up.
Oh, really? I did not know that.
You know, Paul McCartney interview, he said something about how the number one record a few weeks before he did this interview sold 15,000 copies.
Ooh. Wow.
That's unbelievable.
That must be awful.
Yeah, but look at
him.
What singles do. I know. How's he going to live? How's he going to feed his children?
I don't know.
It wasn't even his record. He was just talking about somebody's number one record was sold 15,000 copies.
But look at how singles are selling now.
What was on that?
Everything's a la carte on iTunes. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How many? I mean, more than they used to?
Let's look it up.
Yeah.
Well, a single. I mean, you're buying individual songs.
So what was on this album again? What's the track list on this album?
Oh, Woodstock?
Yeah. It's the Woodstock song by Joni Mitchell.
Well, of course, there's Country Joe. All right. Joni Mitchell didn't make it to Woodstock.
Yeah, I know. She's a princess. She couldn't go.
CSN have a couple tracks, don't they?
They have the Woodstock song that she wrote, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Joe wants me to plug Facebook, where we are getting a lot of activity.
Cool.
13,000 hits yesterday on Joe's video.
Oh, that's why I want you to plug it.
Facebook.com/ Drew Mike Podcast.
No and.
What?
No and.
No and. Yeah, Drew Mike Podcast.
Drew Mike Podcast.
Drew Mike Podcast. I know. We had our Twitter was Drew Mike Podcast, too, which confused me greatly for one day. But I'm used to it now.
I remember that.
I'm over it. Facebook.com/ Drew Mike Podcast.
Jerry. Prince.
Oh, I didn't plug Trudy yet.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
oh
boy.
Jay prints those every time.
New owner.
Oh, my God.
Is it transferable to Beasley?
Trudy comes to us courtesy of 94.7 WCSX Classic Rock with Trudy and Jim. Jim made quite a write-up in Neil Rubin's column yesterday.
Right.
He did?
Trudy's jealous. She pretended she didn't see it.
No, I didn't. I didn't get a paper, and I couldn't find it online. So.
Wait.
Couldn't find it online.
Did he tell you about it?
No.
He didn't?
No.
He didn't reference it on the morning show?
I'm surprised.
No.
I mean, I would.
He was in an article this big on page two of the Free Press, and he didn't even mention it.
Really?
Neil Rubin's going, I'll mention that old asshole again.
Did you?
Then you mentioned 4 hours. I give him half a page. He just conveniently leaves the paper open with the article, hoping Trudy would notice.
I didn't see. We're having trouble with our newspapers, but that was always the case, right? Remember?
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Never get that to
the problem. Battle. That's why I always picked up my own.
I know. And no one's picked up that tradition. That was really very, like work savvy of you.
It was. Yeah. And I had to search high and low to find a place that had the paper, only to find out it was like 600 yards from my house. Got there at like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, my God.
7-Eleven. I just had to backtrack 600 yards instead of going in direct line to work.
And you sort of had a relationship with that guy for a while, didn't you?
I get tight with all 7-Elevens. Any 7-Eleven I become a customer of, they realize pretty fast that I'm a good customer.
You're there all the time.
I'm there all the time. I like convenience. Price doesn't really matter to me that much.
All right.
Little things like 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
I'm looking at this article on O'Brien, that Ruben did.
Yeah, how he likes his loud Challenger.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. I'm glad you brought that up. There's one comment on the article. You want to hear what it says?
You mean comment after the article?
Yeah, by a reader
online. Oh, I'm curious. Very curious. Trudy's shutting her ears.
Sensible Sally made a comment. It's too bad that so much of American society fails to adopt the rules that govern behavior in more densely populated civil society. You like the noise, the loud music, the smell of exhaust, which extends to your not caring for those around you, or those around you who you know it annoys, wives, neighbors, etc. You want the heads to turn, to look, and you love taking them off, feeling manly. Yes, manly. But how often do you see a woman in a driver's seat of the car or the cycle? Therein, what is truly going on? Gorillas thumping on their chests.
Sensible Sally.
Oh,
it turns out I have.
Wow.
Oh my
Trudy's
God.
Alias, Sensible Sally.
No, I actually had.
You like loud noises.
I had two Mustangs. I had a Cutlass and a Toronado, a 68 Toronado.
Wait, yeah. Toronado, a 68 Toronado?
Yeah.
When did you have that?
In California, before I moved to,
Those Toronados were so cool.
Such a kick-ass car.
Oh, and yeah. They're fast, too.
They were fast as hell, and they had, like, all the, like, everything that a car has now with the electric windows and all that, they had.
Isn't it amazing to think that they actually made cars in the 60s that you'd like to have now?
Yeah.
That is so weird to me. Yeah. How can that possibly be? But it's, I swear it's the truth.
Right.
Don't you think Sensible Sally would be a little open-minded?
Yeah, a little more than that.
Like you wouldn't want to hang with her too much.
I don't think she really likes...
I don't think she saw the sarcasm in the story either. Neil was kidding about a lot of things.
No, but I'm looking at her posts on Facebook.
Oh.
I do like Dunkin' Donuts. I've even learned that when ordering a coffee in its homeland of Massachusetts, you better offer your coffee black, or you will automatically get coffee with cream. But in the Metro Detroit area, I can't understand those Indians working the counter. It's keeping me out.
Oh my gosh, she hates everything.
What she calls sensible might be called something else. But
I get tired of not being clear on what I'm getting. Do they get special visas to work in the donut shop?
Oh, God.
Is this a job no American can fill? Oh. Sort of like all the Metro Detroit gas stations are Arab-owned. Yikes, lady.
Man.
Wow.
Wow. What, yeah, so she, how does she really, insulate herself from the
she,
world?
She,
huh.
She might want to shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Oh, it gets... I'm not even going to...
For her own good.
It's really bad, yeah.
Should we get J.D. of Woodstock lady's number?
Yeah.
Cool. We're talking about the lady who's been on the cover of the Woodstock album for all these years. She's wrapped up in a blanket. And
so
how did she come to your attention,
Trudy? It turns out we have a listener whose cousin knows her in Rochester and went to Woodstock together.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
He called this morning like it was Google impersonate or in person. He's like, by the way, this is the last day of Woodstock. And and I have a cousin. Huh. So. And it's Bobby Kelly, and I looked her up. There she was. And
she looks miserable on the cover.
Yeah, she does look like, she's probably burnt in that picture.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know? But she's at least a little crispy.
You know, Nick's hugging her with his blanket on, and the blanket's dirty.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, everything's dirty there.
Everything's
dirty. No, it just looks so muddy and dirty and nasty.
There was one guy who called us who said that he went to Woodstock from Taylor in his Corvette.
Cool.
He drove out.
I wonder why he had to abandon his Corvette. There's no way he got all the way to the site. Nobody did.
No way.
Bobby did. They did abandon their car.
She did?
Yeah, while we're waiting for her, this is an article on her. There were three other friends with them. They set off on the one guy's mom's 65 Impala station wagon. Mm. In standstill traffic a few miles from Bethel, they parked the Impala, flagged down a van full of naked hippies, then walked the final stretch to... Max Yasger's farm, a spaced out Californian named Herbie, tagged along carrying a wooden staff with a plastic butterfly.
Cool.
Dancing from the tip. That's the one in the photo. You can see the butterfly.
Oh, yeah.
The group claimed a patch of mud on the rim of a slope. It was a sea of humanity, Bobby says. Someone with a guitar here, someone making love there, someone smoking a joint, someone puking his brains out. Wow. The din of music you could hear all over all this, a bombardment of the senses.
Yeah.
Is it Bobby and Nick on the phone?
Yep.
Is Nick at Woodstock too?
He's hugging her.
In the picture.
He's the one hugging her with the dirty blanket.
That's Nick?
That's Nick.
Oh, my God. You guys are still together?
I don't remember. Married
45
years.
I don't remember.
Nick, did you have a good time at Woodstock?
I don't remember.
Bobby, do you remember anything?
Huh?
Do you remember much about Woodstock?
He doesn't remember either.
Yes, we did. We're having a better time. Since it happened.
Wow, that's...
I find that hard to believe, but I'll take your word for it. Hey, what was the best band at Woodstock? And that might be asking a lot to remember, but do you remember?
The best band?
Your favorite. Your favorite.
They were all the best band. Favorite?
Come on, there must have been somebody you really liked.
Joe Cocker.
She loved Joe Cocker, but I love Sly, I love Jimi Hendrix. I loved.
You were there. You stuck.
The first time I heard Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young.
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, who was there? I mean, it was so hard to say who was the best.
Did I hear somebody say you were there for Jimi Hendrix? Because he played the last morning when everybody left.
He was there Monday morning. There was only like 30,000 people left, maybe 20 to 30, whoever. Wow. No, we were long gone.
When did they take that iconic photo? At what time?
I have no idea.
We didn't know it was being taken, but it was sometime, I would believe, early Saturday morning. Early Sunday morning.
Okay, so what in the world did happen when the album came out and you see yourself on the cover of the album?
G-rated version. You can't say holy whatever.
So I want a podcast.
Oh, yeah,
you can say anything.
They can.
Yeah, it's a podcast.
It really wasn't all that big of a deal. You know, once Woodstock was over, it was pretty much over.
But don't tell me you thought you were going to be on the cover of the album.
No, we didn't even know the picture was taken.
Wow.
In fact, we did not know who the photographer was until the 20th anniversary.
Really?
Wow. We were 20-year-old kids. What did we know?
Well, of course, we knew
is we liked the album came out. And my buddy Corky, who's the fellow laying on his back in the full picture with a blanket over him.
Oh, yeah.
Had just mustered out of the Marine Corps. Huh. Just got back from Vietnam in, I think, around February.
Wow.
And that's how we got up there.
What happened to Corky's mom's station wagon?
The boat?
Got a little muddy, I think.
The boat? It bottomed out several times when we went through fields and over people's driveways and through culverts.
It was probably a bar room after two.
Wait, what was that, Nick?
It had the smell of an old bar room after we got
it. That wasn't the only smell.
But that was amazing.
That blanket you guys are wrapped up in looks pretty dirty.
Oh, don't worry. We have 3 dozen on order. You want one for Christmas?
Sure.
I'd take one.
No, I mean, was
it's a joke.
Everything had to be just nasty a thing. Everything's so muddy and dirty. Did that bother you, Bobby? Something tells me as a female that would.
No, when I was 20, no, it didn't. But you know, really? I think the hardest thing was, well, first of all, let me preface that. It didn't bother us because we brought with us, even though we didn't plan on going, last minute we left, we brought with us the essentials. We brought a couple cases of beer, a gallon of Vin Rosé, and a glass bottle, and a little weed. So
nice.
The inclement weather or the less than perfect surroundings didn't bother us at all. The thing that was really tough, though, is that it was really 90, 95 degrees. There'd be a torrential thunderstorm, and then the sun would come back out 95 degrees
again. Pretty much what we just went through.
Right.
Just what we went through last
weather-wise.
Week. Yeah, last couple of days.
You guys are in Detroit, though, right?
Yeah.
So maybe you may not have had the same weather. We've had awful weather here, but you could actually see, after the sun would come out, you could see the steam coming off of people's wet clothes.
If they were wearing them.
And you sat in that. That's right, if they were wearing them.
Oh, you got to figure, 95 degrees and you're soaking wet?
Yeah.
Your butt starts to itch after a while.
A lot of chafing.
Yeah. Boy, am I glad you can edit some of this. You're going to leave that in, though, I can tell.
Oh, yeah, you better believe it.
Yeah, so, I mean, the clothes started coming off because people were soaking wet.
Yeah, get naked.
And it was so hot, and it was so, you know, wet, uncomfortable.
There were babies born at Woodstock. When you have that many people, you're going to have a little bit of everything. Yeah, there were a couple babies born, which is so disgusting.
I know.
Is that just repulsive?
No,
nice planning.
The Army, the U.S. Army, had sent in medical teams.
And they had medical tents. They
evacuated
folks via helicopter.
Yeah. Wow.
That's an interesting use of public funds.
Did you eat the brown acid?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Did you eat the brown acid?
No. We drank the wine from the glass bottle, smoked our little weed, and just kind of chilled out.
Two cases of beer doesn't seem like enough, even with some wine and a little weed. Did you have enough provisions?
Six of them.
Well, that was it. We didn't bring any food. We hadn't planned on going. We set out on a Saturday morning and stopped and got a few things.
Wait a minute.
Jump in, Nick.
You're talking about 20-year-old kids. That's funny.
Right? Yeah, you're right.
Not when I was 20. I don't think it would have been enough for me.
Well, wait a minute, but there wasn't McDonald's or Dunkin' Donut or anything like that around either at the time.
Yeah.
Exactly. So you didn't need to bring more.
I thought, I mean, was food a big issue for a lot of people at Woodstock? Because
what food?
Exactly.
You know what it was? I had heard, and I've learned since, that they did have concession stands someplace. However, they planned on 100 or 150 people at most. So by the time they got between 400,000 and 500,000, what was happening is, I'm not sure who sent them in, but there would be box trucks coming in with crates of bananas, crates of water, crates of Wonder Bread, and a crate would go over your head. You'd reach in, grab a loaf of bread, pass it on to the next.
Oh, wow, that's cool, though.
Yeah, well, maybe it was a good thing there wasn't a lot of food there.
Yeah.
Because there was only 500 porter stands for 450,000 people.
500? That's all?
Yeah, pretty much.
And once they were filled, there was no way to empty them.
Oh, boy.
How gross.
How long was the line?
So where'd you take a dump at, then?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it must have been, I'm sure we went to the bathroom someplace, but it must have been so traumatic, like childbirth or something. I don't remember.
Although with no food, you know, it'd just be
You were in the Catskill Mountains, and don't forget. And then there's a lot of, it was pretty much farmland and open fields and woods and things like that. So,
yeah.
And people were scattered out for miles out. They weren't just located in one spot.
When you look at the picture and you see all those people sitting there in front of the stage, you have to figure that they all got there somehow. So they abandoned their cars.
Everyone abandoned their car, didn't they?
Absolutely. 5 miles deep, the perimeter around, on people's lawns, in their fields, in their woods, in their driveways, all alongside of the road, wherever the car stopped.
And you guys abandoned Corky's mom's station wagon.
Well,
we
parked it. We didn't abandon it.
Okay. But then
did you wonder if it was going to be there when you left?
Well, fortunately. Yeah.
Corky's problem.
No, we parked it pretty much right next to New York State Trooper's car.
Oh,
we knew that was going to be there because it was a roadblock.
Oh.
So that was easy to find.
But we never gave it a thought though, because everybody was leaving their cars and we all just walked in the same direction.
But I was reading a story that said you guys then flagged down a van full of naked hippies.
Which,
why did they keep going? Why didn't they abandon their car and walk nude?
They had food with. They had provisions. They were some vehicles were allowed in.
Ah, okay.
And
when the van doors on the side opened up, the smoke just billowed out.
Oh my god!
So even though they were nude, you couldn't see because the smoke was so thick.
Nice. Well, I had to clear it out a little bit so you could see.
Hey, I noticed there's a couple pictures of you guys online holding the album up or in it wrapped in a blanket. I mean, actually, like it seems
recreating
like a few hundred pictures of you guys online.
Isn't that one wrapped in that white blanket the most awful thing you ever saw in your life? I'm so sorry we got talked into
that. That's a weird picture.
who talked you into it?
Oh,
Bobby?
God, I think it was a New York Times.
Oh,
I don't know. But we never do that again.
Nick doesn't look happy to me.
Oh, we weren't happy.
Listen, it wasn't as bad as the one over in Germany they asked us to do when they gave us the dog blanket. And that really, it was 90 degrees over there, and it stunk like hell.
It's a more accurate recreation.
We don't do blankets anymore.
So,
have you achieved any benefit from being on the cover, other than all the attention, all the interviews? Has there been any monetary, anything you got for doing this?
Actually, we turned that opportunity away. Wow. Up until the 20th anniversary, Woodstock was pretty much dead in the water. You never heard another thing about it. But then when we came out in Life magazine for the 20th, and we were identified. We had, 6, 8, 10, 12, 15 attorneys contact us and want to represent us.
What?
And we were raising two boys, and Woodstock was nothing.
Right.
And we weren't quite sure what they wanted to represent. So we turned them down. Nope, we've never taken a cent for it. However, if folks would like us to come to them or to speak with them, or like we were on the Oprah show, we've been to Germany a couple times.
Nice.
We don't lay our money out to get there. They have to pay for that.
Oh, but
we don't take money. No. We try to accommodate everyone.
You can't get Corky's station wagon anymore?
No, but we're still really best friends with Corky.
Really?
Yep.
Oh my God.
All right. What line of work is Corky into today?
Retired U.S. Marine.
Oh, what? Oh, that's right. Because he was a veteran. That's right. Okay.
Right.
I would have just never, looking at this picture, of course, I can't see Nick's face, but look at all that hair Nick has.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
Those were the days.
Yep.
Yeah, those were the days. Where the hell did it all go?
He was naked under that blanket, too.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Really?
Wow. I would just never dream that these two people are still together. That's incredible.
That is really cool.
Or that they even knew each other then.
I think that's what makes that picture kind of special. You know, if he lived in California and I lived in, I don't know, Florida, it'd be a nice picture, but there's really no story behind it.
Well, that's up there with the, what was it, the Victory in Japan picture with the nurse and the serviceman?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You mean my parents? That's my mother and father.
She tells that everybody.
No, that's really my mother and father.
You want to buy the Brooklyn Bridge?
Wow.
Pretty cool. Have you guys been to any festivals since then?
We went to the 25th. And
you did?
94.
Yeah, 94.
Trudy and I were there.
Yeah.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, we sure were.
Yeah. Trudy was one of the girls that were in the chain walking around half naked, were they?
Yeah, I knew her.
We had our 13-year-old and 50-year-old sons with us for that one.
That's cool.
The mud people. I remember the mud people.
Yeah, the mud people.
Gross.
Yeah,
that was gross.
They're probably feces people, too.
We have great pictures of them because the mud people are, I think, you know, the people who now paint themselves, like in Sports Illustrated.
Oh, body paint?
Got a clue from the mud people because they're not really naked.
No, it's not the same thing.
But we also heard that they would ambush people and bring them into the mud clan.
They did.
If you got close by, sure, why not?
It was dangerous.
Yeah, they're territorial.
I'm amazed you went to the 25th. Have you been to any other festivals since then?
No. We go to, you know, we only live about 40 miles from Bethel Woods, which is Bethel Woods Performing Arts Center, and it's on the original grounds of the Woodstock, where the Woodstock Festival was held.
Yeah.
They've made it into an absolutely amazingly beautiful venue and a museum.
Oh, cool.
And the field that the festival was held on is manicured to a T. They've just done everything with green technology. We volunteer up there, so we go to a lot of concerts up there.
So you never left.
Well, you know what? You're pretty right. But when we went back this summer to volunteer, I felt like we were coming home.
Now, you said there's the big event for the 20th anniversary, and that's when you kind of got to be known. Did you get to meet any of the performers at those parties, or did you ever meet any of the performers at Woodstock?
When we were in Germany, we were on a show that was 50 years of rock and roll. There were some. Who were they, Nick? Joe Cocker. I know that.
Oh, cool.
Wow, you got something for Joe Cocker, don't you, Bobby?
Oh, yeah, the Moody Blues, but they weren't there. I mean, we've met a lot of performers. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, start spilling.
And I'll tell you, Richie Havens, we met Richie Havens more than a few times to the point where he would recognize us. Always walk by with his arms open. Bobby, Nick, my peoples, he'd say.
He opened the show, didn't he?
He did. He did. He was an amazing man. He really was. What a gentle, talented man he was. And his ashes are spread over the original concert site.
Well, hey, it's great meeting you guys and talking to you. And I just can't get over that those two people, they're on the phone with us right now, and they're still together. How cool.
That's a great story.
And you know what? Nick is the boss of our house. When I'm not home.
What's that mean when we go on vacation, Bob? What does that mean?
How often do you walk around naked now, Nick?
As much as possible. But you don't want to see that, so, you know.
You don't want to know what he has on right now.
Oh, boy.
Well, keep it up. Right. Whatever's going on, keep it up. And thanks again. Thanks for your time.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Keep it still.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
All right. Nick and Bobby from the Woodstock cover. Oh, my God.
Wow. They're a really cool couple.
Yeah, I know. Almost a little too cute.
A little bit.
Not quite. It's such a nice story, though. Yeah. God.
Two cases of beer. A bottle of what?
It's not enough.
A bottle of wine.
Cheap wine and some weed.
No
way. Six people?
I think she's de-emphasizing the weed because they have kids. Is that possible?
Yeah, possible.
They could have some blotter.
Not today. Yeah.
Well, they don't seem like the type
that cares about weed today.
They were talking about, they brought their kids to the reunion.
Yeah.
Right.
So, I think
they probably were on acid.
Look at Nick, though.
They shortchanged themselves.
You can't see Nick on you can't see his face, but look at all that hair. I think Nick would need more provisions than that.
He had a fro.
Although he was the one that objected to that comment.
Right. You did. Look at all the bodies.
That.
All those people just fell down and ran.
I know. It just looks like what a debacle. Look at these people. They're all muddy. They're just laying like half the people. They're completely covered by their muddy blankets.
And who took that picture? I mean, that photographer has to be rich from that, right?
Yeah,
the cover every time it sells.
Those are really, actually, there's a lot of great pictures from Woodstock. I mean, incredible pictures from Woodstock. Hey, this is a complete 180. We were talking about this between part one and part two. This guy in Florida that just went nuts. And he was, well, this is the way I knew this story, was he was at dinner with his parents, and he was getting real antsy, and he just got up like he was going to the bathroom or something, and he left, and he never came back, murdered this couple, and was found, somebody who, like, walked in on this, or was trying to rescue these people, walked in on him trying to eat this guy's face off.
Oh, my God.
What? Yes. You didn't hear about this?
No.
Yeah, it's crazy. And the guy that did this, the condition of the, he was, I heard he was going to die, but I guess maybe he's not. The condition of the 19-year-old college student, accused of stabbing to death a married couple and biting flesh off the husband's face, has been upgraded from critical to stable. He spent the night on life support. Lynn Martin County spokeswoman said in a text message that Austin Herroof is scheduled to undergo hand surgery later Wednesday. Why? So you can have a a perfect hand in prison? What's the point? Fuck his hand. Who cares? Cut it off.
Can you imagine waking up and some dude's eating your face?
Oh, this whole thing is insane. What about this guy waking up? He probably doesn't even know what he did. Because they said he was on bath salts.
Oh.
That's what I heard.
Okay. I feel like there's like tons of these stories. People do bath salts.
I know. Can we just like
eating people's faces?
In Florida.
Always Florida.
Have people not figured out that bath salts are not a great idea?
No.
I've heard so many bad stories, like people dying, a lot of people dying.
Unless you like eating faces, and it's probably the perfect drug.
Some faces look very tasty.
This is
what?
I just want to clarify something. This is the second face-eating bath salt story, isn't
At least.
In Florida.
Oh, is it more than two?
Oh, it happens all the time.
Because I remember one other one before this. Let me see
what homeless guy?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Let's see. According to the sheriff, the abnormally strong teenager was incoherent, making animal-like noises when he was transported to the hospital Monday. Leading investigators believe he may have been high on hallucinogenic drugs when he stabbed to death Michelle Mishkon Stevens.
Do you think that chimpanzee was on bath salts when he ripped that lady's face off? Remember Charlotte Nash? She had to get a new face.
Oh, that was such a bummer. I felt so bad for her.
That chimp was so on bath salts.
Yeah, she probably was. She was on Oprah, wasn't she?
Yeah. And then her face rejected her.
Oh, my God.
Oh, what a bummer to be rejected by your own face.
Well, it wasn't her original face.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, she rejected a stranger's face.
So why can't she just get another face? Why don't they do that?
You know what's funny? I remember seeing, might have been the first face transplant, and going, I would have rejected it. I would not have wanted that face. That face is ugly. And then I realized how ridiculous that is, that having no face, that you would just want a face.
Sure.
But wasn't the first face transplant between Nick Cage and John Travolta?
Yes, in Face Off. Yes, exactly.
Well, which one was thinking that face is ugly?
Yeah, both of them were.
Both. let me see what else they said about this guy.
That baby is ugly.
The FSU student is intubated. His parents have not been able to see him. Oh, they must be so excited about what the night their kid had. Jesus.
Right.
I need to know more. The FSU sophomore is described as a wonderful kid who's spending the summer in Martin County working. Has no prior criminal history. I'm sure he's wonderful. He just killed two people and ate one's face off.
Face.
Everyone's in absolute shock. His family's devastated. The other family, and certainly devastated for their son. Hey, don't be devastated for him. He's the one that did it.
I know.
Did it to himself.
He must have been raised wrong if he ate somebody's face.
Mm, yeah, that's a big no.
Sound of that.
Yeah, he's really crossing some lines there. Sorry.
What about this restaurant where it happened? Are they still open, or does that make it fail some kind of health standard?
I know, they did.
Health code violation.
If they'd just gotten the fucking food out in time, the kid would have eaten, he would have gotten all antsy.
And he would have gone, oh, this is terrible. This doesn't taste like face. One star review. I ordered the chicken wings, and they didn't taste like face.
Oh, my God. What's the restaurant's one star review?
True.
Are you already there?
I'm already a step ahead of you. How terrible.
Oh, boy.
In a released 911 call, The couple's neighbor, the dead couple's neighbor, can be heard breathing heavily after he heard screams and rushed to Stevens' house on Southeast Kokomo Lane to help, only to be stabbed several times himself. Also, he stabbed a third guy, too.
Jeez. Hollister is really showing up really great in this. He's wearing a Hollister hoodie. What a proud moment for them.
Law enforcement arrived. They found the Florida State University student on top of John tearing pieces of his face off with his teeth in the driveway.
Oh, my God.
Deputies discovered Michelle's lifeless body inside the garage of their home. Female deputy used a stun gun on her several times in an attempt to subdue him, but it failed to work. So he's a freak. He's a monster. It took four deputies and a canine to get him off the victim.
Oh, my God.
Boy, he just really wanted that guy's face. Jeez. The suspect was described by a Martin County sheriff as grunting and growling, making animal noises.
Weird.
Responding deputies didn't shoot at her. Fearing their bullets would strike the victim as they did not know John was already dead. Oh, that sucks. Suspect in this case was abnormally strong. Wow. Somebody not feeling pain, not responding to dog bite, repeated stuns from a taser, taking 3 or 4 deputies. That's someone with a lot more strength than you normally encounter. Duh. Initial drug test came up negative for cocaine. He wasn't on cocaine. Are you
bath salt? He ate someone's face. Terrible detectives.
Methamphetamines, marijuana, and opiates. He wouldn't have been on any of those.
No. He ate a face. He's on bath salts.
Duh.
Next case closed.
I'm not going to speculate except to say that we know in our business that people on flocka or bath salts would do this type of behavior where they attack the victim and do the biting and actually remove pieces of flesh of the bites.
What? Who said that?
That's according to one of the officers.
Oh, boy.
Despite some signs, Roof may have been under the influence of flocka. What's flocka?
It's a brand of bath salts.
Oh, okay, yeah. Of course. Silly me. He did not have a raised body temperature, common among users of the drug. Flocka, which contains alpha PVP, a chemical compound similar to ingredients used to make bath salts, resembles a mix of crack cocaine and meth. So why are people still doing bath salts if there's a chance you'll eat someone's face off?
It's just a risk you're going to have to take. The high's that good.
Is it 1 out of 1,000? I mean, how many? Yeah.
I don't know if that causes you to eat a face, but if you eat a face, you're most likely on bath salts, right? I would
think yes. So.
God, yes.
Or a chimpanzee.
I guess I can see.
Went to Duffy's for lunch today. What a mistake. Service was absolutely horrible. The margarita tasted like Kool-Aid. And there was just a little more attitude than I'm comfortable with, and a restaurant employee will be returning to Duffy's location anywhere, anytime soon. Michael M., Fort Lauderdale.
Huh. Don't try not to get too excited.
Duffy.
We have the 911 call from the neighbor, but keep going.
Oh.
Duffy, you know what's funny about these Yelp reviews of this restaurant where this guy ate those people's face? He didn't eat their face. Did he eat their face at the restaurant?
No, at the guy's house. At his house.
But he got his meal.
Driveway.
He started.
It's really inappropriate.
He started his night. Well, where's the right place to eat someone's face?
No, so not outside.
A bathroom? At the table with a napkin?
Well, the zombie.
Driveway.
The previous face eater was not the driveway.
Yeah, the previous face eater was on an overpass of a highway, so at least he's doing better than that guy.
That's bullshit. Yeah, really. I mean, the garage, maybe. You got to be outside.
Which fork do you use?
Always outside in. It depends what course you want to treat. What's funny about this restaurant, though, where his night starters, they reply to every 1-star review.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's very
trite. They put a lot of shitty excuses.
We take full responsibility for this. We've sent you a message in hopes we can learn more from you.
Oh, man.
I tell you, that's a full-time job because there's a lot of 1-star reviews.
I wouldn't be buying all these reviews. Half of them are probably bullshit or competitors.
Like that one guy we busted.
Oh, my God. Did you hear that, Trudy? The guy we busted for the
fake
review?
Yeah.
Oh, how hilarious was that when he changed his tune?
He was
this isn't him and I'm busy.
No.
1-star.
You totally had the psychology of that all figured out. Why wouldn't you just say, what are you talking about?
I know.
Of course not.
Service is okay at bust. Husband drank my water because he never got any more, even after asking for it. Well, give your husband 1-star. 4 of us had the shrimp basket, which had been good at the Stewart location, but these were overcooked and very chewy. Not good at all. Ugh. Manager was great about it and gave them to us for free, even though that wasn't why I complained. But I'm going to still bitch about it in my Yelp review.
Oh, really? Got free food?
Yeah.
This sounds like a senior citizen hang.
Mark, do you remember the story that guy, Val, his story was that he he'd called a locksmith because he was locked out of his house.
Yeah.
And they charged him $200 and he only had $91. So they after breaking into his house, they locked him back out.
Yes. Yeah.
He made it up to make the other locksmith look bad because he was a locksmith. And he was busted.
Which that story is ludicrous. As if a locksmith is going to go, that's not enough money. You're locked out of your own house until we're fully paid.
Should you try to call him?
Again?
Off guard. Call Val.
I think Val's on guard.
He's on guard forever.
Yeah.
Michigan.
Yeah. Here's another one-star review of this place where the face eater went. Garbage! Total garbage! Where the hell is the chicken mac and cheese? What the fuck? It just randomly disappeared. I'm about to bust a nut. One star. The guy's review.
What's the response to that?
PJ. Oh,
please don't bust a nut.
PJ. Thank you so much for taking the time to write in about the new menu. I forwarded your comments about your favorite mac and cheese dish to our corporate chef to take into consideration for future menu updates. Please let me know when you have any questions at all. And we look forward to seeing you soon, sincerely. And
I don't think
email address.
I don't think technically he was writing about the new menu.
I don't know. The picture of his profile, though, was him in his football uniform, shoulder pads and all.
What? Yeah. Like in grade school or something?
He looks like a young high schooler. I mean, after all, he's about to bust a nut over chicken mac and cheese. Let's see. That's his only review? Oh, man, this guy's got to get out there and review more.
Are there really that many one stars?
For this place, yeah. It's just a sports bar.
One more one star.
Let me find it short. I find short tends to be best, right?
Unless some of the really long ones are incredibly funny. There's no end to the disaster.
These people never got their food, allegedly. I'm trying to find a short and sweet one. They're not that many ones. There's just not that many reviews for this place.
Nobody goes there anymore.
The hallmark of lousy chefs. let's see.
Restaurant of the face eater.
They took what would have been a delicious steak and doused it with vile, disgusting. What's it? What's the sauce? Worcester sauce?
Worcester sauce?
Worcestershire sauce?
Whatever the fuck.
And rendered it in. Inedible? How do you spell edible?
Inedible? E-D-I-B-L-E?
Oh, they made it all one. Wait.
Indelible?
Indelible? Indelible? They rendered it indelible.
You can no longer read the steak.
Here's a clue. I know. Here's a clue, Duffy's. Unless your meat was not running in the fourth race at Halea the other day, it does not need the flavor of the meat ruined.
Is there a manager's response to this?
Even ketchup won't cover the taste of the vile, rotted swill.
Ugh, man.
I know. I've tried when I've tasted a disgusting steak when it's served. Oh, they tried dousing it in ketchup. They just don't like Worcestershire sauce.
You don't buy a steak at a place like that anyway. Come on.
Thank you for taking the time to write this review. We sincerely apologize for your experience with the quality of the steak. And we'll be sending you a message to find out how we can make our wrong right.
Wow.
I gotta tell you, they're on top of it, though.
This is a sports bar, right?
Yeah.
So why do these people think they're going to Ruth Chris Steakhouse and they're going to get this fabulous steak?
I don't know.
Going back to our face-eating guy.
Yes.
I know we all thought we were done with him, and you were so glad we'd moved on. But no, we're not moving on yet. Because Jay found the 911 call.
Oh.
And there is a little more. Let's see. I want to tell you what this bath salts do. Once ingested, the drug causes a feeling of euphoria, hallucinogens, and sometimes psychosis
pains.
Or apparent superhuman strength.
Wow.
Now, is that not a little tempting?
I want to try it, yeah.
If I'm ever going to have to try bath salts, it's going to be before I tell somebody, hey, I can bench like 250. It's crazy. Just some bath salts and just freak someone out with my superhuman strength.
Just try it on a full stomach, please.
And just hope I don't eat their face off.
Wait, what else besides superhuman strength?
Hallucination.
And also euphoria, too.
Euphoria.
Oh, okay.
I want the euphoria and the superhuman strength.
Yeah,
you can get it made to order.
Can't have the yin without the yang, Trudy.
The individual, this happens, too. The individual becoming psychotic, they often rip off their clothes and run into the street violently. demonstrating adrenaline-like strength, and police are called. It takes 4 or 5 at least to restrain them. Then once restrained, if they don't receive immediate medical attention, they die. Tuesday evening, Huff was sedated and intubated in the hospital after suffering cuts, bruises, and dog bites. He's currently in poor condition. I believe he ingested something called...
Face.
Causing intestinal problems. Yeah. In addition to face. Yeah,
what are the side effects from having face?
It's nutritious. It's good protein.
The side effect of face.
Jay's just speculating on the how that Woodstock crowd would have looked if they'd all ingested bath salts.
Oh, my gosh.
No faces. 200,000 eaten faces and 200,000 euphoric people with superhuman strength.
Ooh.
Beating the shit out of the bands. Hey, let's hear this 911 call. This guy has got to be as freaked out as anyone. He just witnessed someone eating someone's face.
God.
911, you need fire, police, or medical?
Police and medical.
And medical on the line. It's late, sir.
There you go.
Don't open that.
Fire rescue, what's your address?
Young man beating up a woman across the street.
Okay, are they outside or in a house?
It's in a garage.
Okay, can you tell if he has any weapons?
I think he had a knife, but I'm not positive.
Okay, can you tell if she's injured or
out.
He's injured?
Say again?
Are either of them injured? Can you tell from where you are?
Yes, there's a girl laying on the ground. He beat her up and ran over there. I'm bleeding profusely here at the moment.
Okay.
I don't know what happened.
All right, can you tell if she's conscious or is she unconscious?
Say again?
Can you tell if she's conscious?
No, it does not appear so, no.
Okay, and what kind of injuries do you have?
I've been stabbed in the back.
With a knife?
Yes, I believe so. It was tough to tell.
Okay, you couldn't tell how long it was or anything?
We need an ambulance. Please,
yeah, we're quickly, sending
please.
Them. We're sending them. And where is he? Is he
I think
in the area
in the garage,
still?
Right across the street from my house.
Question?
Yes.
He's stabbed in the back at this point?
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Is that? I mean, I'm assuming that's his wife.
Yeah.
He's just yelling, oh my God.
She's freaking out.
Why doesn't she help render aid to her husband who's been stabbed in the back? Isn't that a little odd?
Just being heroes.
Except he just walked in the front door and described someone eating someone's face off across
the
street. So they're both freaked
out.
She
could be on the lookout, I suppose.
Listen how hard this guy's breathing.
Oh my, well, he got stabbed in the back. I didn't know that.
I know. It's nuts.
Isn't it funny how people always think when they're asking questions that nothing is being accomplished and they're always like, please just send an ambulance.
Oh, I know.
And they're like, yeah, we've done that. They're just asking you questions now.
Like they're just sitting there conducting a survey.
Great point.
I know.
All right. What's your name?
Okay.
All right, we're going to get the paramedics right out there.
Sir, what did the guy look like? Was he white, black, Hispanic?
He is white.
You know how old he is?
About 25 years old.
He's 19.
And what was he wearing?
Shorts and a t-shirt.
Do you know who he is?
I have no idea.
Does he live at that house, or?
No, he does not.
Did the female look familiar to you?
I believe it was the daughter of the house that lives over there. I'm not positive.
Can you have your wife or, I don't want you moving if you've been stabbed, but can you have your wife or someone look out and see if he's still there?
I don't know. See if that car is still there, honey. It appears he's still there.
Oh, boy.
And you said you definitely saw a knife, and that's what he hit you with in the back?
No, I did not see it, but my wife's looking in my back, and it appears I got punctured.
Yes, Dad. In the neck, in the head, three puncture wounds.
Mm. How much is there to type, for Christ's sake?
Okay, we got units en route, okay?
Okay.
All right. Just
take your time.
If anything changes, all right?
No, don't.
Like I'm dying?
What is going to change that much?
Okay, we got an ambulance and everybody en route. Just stay right there and stay calm, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Stay calm as if he was already calm. Look at the picture of this guy. This is the face-eating guy, that kid there.
Reading.
Weird. I mean, I'm blown away. I'm thinking these bath salts give you the most incredible superhuman strength because I can't see that guy pulling all that off.
With four guys on top of him and a cannon.
Killing and stabbing two people and eating a guy's face off. That guy.
Reading a quote from the sheriff in the story.
Yeah.
You know, so it started at that restaurant and then he got up and left.
Right.
The sheriff said the meal was slow in getting there and that's why he got up and left.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Oh, you read that? Is there an echo?
Well, I just heard he was getting antsy, and he just was kind of pissed. Because
the meal was slow?
He got up. Well, I think they might have said that. But he got up, and they thought, was he going to the bathroom or something? And he just left.
Yeah, I remember you saying that part. I didn't know it was because the meal was slow in getting there.
Well, if he would have had better service, he might not have.
They would have gotten the face to the table on time.
If this restaurant would solve its problem instead of being so busy covering their ass, answering one-star reviews on Yelp, that mean nothing.
Speaking of which, you want another one?
Oh, one-star review?
Yeah.
Oh, we can always use another one-star review.
Ants in the food. Constantly cold food. Throw money in the street. Must avoid this place. Throw money in the street.
Ants in the food.
Ants in the food.
Gross.
One star. Manager on duty. Large, middle-aged female. Was the worst I've ever experienced. That's saying a lot since I've been a server for 14 years.
Ooh.
I've been a loyal customer for 4 years, but I always went to the one on East Indian Town. This was my first and last visit to this location. I'll drive the extra 5 miles.
My.
One star.
We're about to call the...
This place sucks. Bad food that went from frozen to microwave to your plate. Enjoy. Don't get suckered in going to this poor excuse for a sports bar. Also, if you have a gift card, use it fast, because the full amount expires after a year. Nice, isn't it? 2 stars.
It expires after a year? That's common. That's totally common, isn't it?
Well, it usually starts declining after a year in value.
Oh, okay. Whatever.
But yeah, but he gave it 2 stars, so it must have been something he liked.
We have a couple things. One, the photographer, right, who shot the people, my dog.
Oh, yeah.
My dog lady. And the hero, and
my dog.
And also the racist rant. My sister just texted me about it, so I feel that we must check out the racist rant on the front page of the Daily Mail. I don't know why this lady's on a racist rant.
There's a new celebrity, by the way, accused of being racist by social media, and you would never believe who it was.
Oh, wow. Who?
Who's the last celebrity you would think, like world-famous celebrity, who's an American that has a talk show that you'd think would never be labeled racist?
Has a talk show currently?
Has a talk show.
Ellen. Really?
Ellen in a racist rant?
Shut the door.
Ellen?
No, she got it. She was accused of being racist because she tweeted out a picture of Usain Bolt and her riding his back.
What?
And said, this is how I'm running errands from now on. Her riding Usain. It's a stupid little Ellen joke, funny. Right? Mm-hmm. But of course, social media jumped all over and accused her of being racist.
Oh, come on.
Drew, it's ridiculous. But she actually had to respond and say, I'm highly aware of the racism that exists in our country. This is the furthest thing from who I am. I'm Ellen. And that's it. That's all she wrote.
Huh. And she'll be able to do that.
Yeah, because it's Ellen.
It was Blake Shelton. He'd be in deep shit.
No, he has to die.
So let's hear the racist rant. I have no idea why this lady, who's in a bikini, who's like a slob, why she's on a racist rant. I have no idea what the context is. None.
Ooh, ooh.
But let's find out.
Hang so low.
Oh.
Oh, don't want to show off for the camera.
Look at her body.
Show it out. Show out. Show out, baby. Show out.
Look at her body. Look at your body.
Black don't crack.
Black don't crack.
Black don't crack, baby.
Crack is black.
Oh, my
crack
God.
Crack is black.
That's why. Don't say nothing else. Don't say nothing else.
Slob.
Black. She's in Africa, and you can go back there. It's free.
Get my dog.
You know, it's free to go to Africa? Do they have free shuttles to Africa?
Do they?
Wow. Don't say nothing else.
Don't say anything else.
What's that license plate say?
Florida. Get the tag number 2.
We're going to take over these neighborhoods. HUD houses.
What?
I appreciate the show. Awesome. Applaud.
The king was a
round
slut.
Of applause.
He was a slut.
round
white people. Martin Luther was white people the day he died.
Martin Luther.
Call me mom. I'm on the phone with him.
He was white people.
Kirk, can you stop and just?
How dare you slut shame Martin Luther King Jr.
Wow.
That was her daughter trying to get
poor
her away.
Girl.
Oh, boy.
What's the background story on this? Why is she ranting?
Because the...
I didn't see the beginning of it.
Find out.
Didn't the woman who's taking the video try to tell her to get out of the bikini? She had no business being in it.
Well, but something...
And she was right.
Well, she was.
Yeah, she was totally right.
The bikini was a bad call.
It was a horrible call.
But what
was caught on camera as one of the victims of verbal onslaught, which took place on a residential street in Tallahassee... the bikini-clad woman becoming increasingly angry while arguing with the group outside her house. They don't say why.
Because they were tired of seeing her?
You should have stayed in Africa and you can go back there. It's free. That's what I meant. Is there a shuttle to Africa? People can take it.
Yes.
You go back to Africa if you want to. Video making me hurt saying, don't say nothing else, as the woman continues to rant and rave and throw her hands around. Later in the video, the enraged woman brings Martin Luther King into her increasingly outrageous tirade before her daughter intervenes.
Oh, thank God.
She walks over to her mother and grabs her by the arm while telling her to stop.
Yeah. A millennial. Save the day.
Well, she's trying to get her to sit in the car, but the woman refused to do so and returns to the group to continue her rant.
But we don't know what started it other than...
The woman concludes...
She's gross.
The rant concludes with the woman asking... Why don't you speak your own language?
What?
Before the video maker replies that she is American and speaks English.
Wow, nice.
Her tubes
trash.
Are horrible.
Oh, boy, that is.
And I bet you she thinks they're hot. those tubes.
Oh, boy. How the comment section?
Alcohol-related incident. Mm-hmm. Pretty sweet little thing, ain't she? Not.
Oh, my
the
God.
Not
really?
Joke.
Really? Someone, took time out of your day to make that comment on that story?
Who was the last person that made a not joke? Remember we made fun of that? We couldn't believe someone was still saying, not.
Poor rat.
Someone like in the last
it
year.
It was pretty recently, yeah. I can't remember who it was.
Hillary. It was Hillary?
It could have been.
I think it was Hillary.
Walmart. L-B-A-N. Not.
Walmart shopper on meth.
Yes.
Typical Trump supporter.
Oh, my God.
Video starts with a body-shaming comment directed at the woman in the bikini. Okay. Wondering how much provocation was involved to make her react in that way. So many of these viral videos are heavily edited to suit the recorder's narrative.
Oh, my God. The worst part about this story is the comments.
The body-shaming, though, was necessary.
Well,
I'm sorry. You should not be outside of your house looking like that.
No. No, you shouldn't.
Hey, can I direct your attention to something on TV that just went by, like,
what
while
happened?
We're talking? So, Channel 7's doing a stand-up somewhere along Woodward, and there's a Corvette. This guy walks by the Corvette, and I swear there's something hanging from his ass.
What?
Yeah, he'll come from the right. Watch this dude.
Cars here, lots of people,
and I can't figure out what it is. So come from the right
in this parking lot, and you know there are a lot of events leading up to the big Dream Cruise Day. One event that we went to today had everything to do with Corvettes and
what
charities.
What is that?
What was that?
I have no idea, and it's dirty around the thing that's hanging too.
It looks like he's got like a tampon stuck to him, but he's a guy, and it's on the outside. It's What is that?
Discolored.
Joey, will you film that and put it up on the web?
That is really bizarre.
Honestly, I don't know what the hell that was.
Someone please explain. God, we're getting the greatest background stuff on Channel 7 stories.
I know.
They do a stand-up. They always wait till there's a wild background.
Or they're planting it.
For example, you've got lots of cars here. Lots of people.
Watch this guy from the right.
Mainly lots of Corvettes in this parking lot. And, you know, there are a lot of events leading up to the big Dream Cruise Day. One event that we went to today had everything to do with Corvettes and charities.
Hello.
What? I don't know. That is bizarre. If you're wondering what we're talking about, Joey just shot it for Facebook, so maybe...
Put it up stat, Joe.
Maybe we'll get it.
Even before the podcast is done.
It's like a...
He's got something hanging from there.
That's what I'm wondering what it is.
And he's got a brown ass.
Yeah.
I know, that's really weird.
He's got a brown
it's
ass.
It's like khaki short sack.
Yeah. That is very strange.
Oh.
Pause it.
Wow.
Pause it. Oh, you can't see it there. Hang on.
What is that?
It looks like dirty toilet paper.
Oh.
It's on the outside of his pants. Well, what is that? Oh, that's a mess. Whatever it is. I would not want.
I didn't even realize how soiled his pants are.
I would not. I was all I could think of is I would not want that person in my car.
Oh God, no! First off, he'd leave that behind, whatever it is.
Lord.
It's like when toilet paper stuck to your foot or something, but this time it stuck to his butthole.
Hey, Jay, you want to get the dog?
Unless he has like a porthole in his shorts.
I know, that's what I was thinking.
He's threading it out of?
He's got Swaggart brand sweats on backwards.
I don't know what those are, but it sounds funny. What are Swaggart?
Well, remember Jimmy Swaggart had a hole in his pants so he could thread his penis through it?
Oh, yeah.
So he's got Swaggart brand sweats on, but backwards.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's plausible.
Sorry, it was a long way to go
No, I like it.
Robbie Reynolds is the guy that filmed the, get my dog! Get my dog!
Dog. I'm drowned.
The Louisiana flood.
I'm drowned in 2 feet of water.
That's too much expression.
Better not be.
Get my dog!
I think it's his fault.
Get my dog! Get my dog.
She hit him in the head.
Hi, this is Robbie.
Hey, Robbie, it's Drew and Mark and Trudy, and we're calling from Detroit Podcast. We know you filmed the Louisiana, the incredible rescue.
Yeah, how you doing, man?
Good, good. Wow. So how many people have seen that thing? That thing must have been everywhere by now.
Last I heard, I think it was 31 million views, I
Whoa.
Believe.
Whoa.
Now, do you get
on our website.
What's the website?
I believe it's either through our Facebook page or either through WASB.com, I think.
WASB.com.
Okay.
ASB as in boy.
ASB, okay.
ASB. Do you get any compensation for that?
The video belongs to the station. I mean, I've been getting paid to work there as a reporter. So, are you asking for the video in general?
I mean, 31 million views. It just seems like when you film something that gets seen, I mean, it's been on every television station, every newscast, everything. You would think there'd be some extra compensation, but I didn't know that there would be. I just was curious.
And I'm a journalist. It belongs to the public, man. I'm more than happy if people want to see it.
But
really?
If you hadn't shot it, nobody would see it. I mean, you were Johnny on the spot there. Were you just covering the flood in general, and that just happened to happen in front of you?
Yeah. I've been covering that. Today was my first day off. I think I've worked 50 hours in the past 4 days covering the flood.
Wow.
Robbie, I'm wondering why people in Louisiana don't have flotation devices. It's just, common practice wherever they go. In light of, and I'm not trying to be rude here, but I mean, like, we have, tornado drills. Shouldn't you have some sort of, like, flood protection of some sort? Like, people have inflatables?
You mean like life jackets or something?
Yeah, life jackets might help.
Yeah. Well, lots of people have boats in this area, and they do have life jackets. The two men on that boat that we were on, they weren't wearing life jackets at that time, though, but they did have life jackets with them.
Where the rescue was made, how deep was the water that guy jumped into? Because we couldn't tell. It looked like he was standing up, but it was hard to tell.
I tell you what, he wasn't standing up. It was deeper than that. I couldn't really tell you exactly how high it was. I mean, it was halfway up the tree. So, I mean, it was deep water. And I think he was actually standing on the car. That's kind of what he used as leverage. David used as leverage to pull the woman up. Yeah.
Okay.
Seems like that it'd sink it faster.
Most importantly, what happened to the lady? Where is she? Is she okay?
As far as I know, the last I heard is she was recovering in the hospital. She's doing well, yes.
Oh, good.
With the hospital? Was she underwater for a long time?
I think she was underwater 10 or 15 seconds or so. She's an elderly woman. I know that she needs some care, and I think she's just recovering with family.
So her brain would have been deprived of oxygen for
10 seconds?
So it's... I mean, it could be significant for... How old was she? I didn't realize she was that old.
I couldn't tell you how old she is. I just knew she was an older woman.
Hmm. We were intrigued by her response when she got up. You know, it looked like she hit the guy on the back of the head, she was so panicked about her dog that, she was really kind of aggressive, which happens a lot when people are in that situation. I don't know, did you pick up on that?
Yeah, well, I was shocked because I was on the boat when that was happening, and my first reaction was, let's just get everybody to safety, and that's when David went back under, as far as he could, and actually pulled the dog out, which to me is probably the most amazing part of the video. Not only did he save that woman, the fact that dog was under that water that whole time, he managed to pull the dog out, and the dog was still conscious. I'm still baffled. I'm still amazed that happened.
And the dog's okay?
Better be.
Yeah. Yes, the dog is okay as well, yes.
Yeah, it better not be, as she said.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, it was incredible. And when they came ashore or got in the boat, I assume like shortly after that, was, I mean, what is that like when people have been through an ordeal like that? Was it like, hey, I'm fine, my dog's fine, everything's cool, or was, did it dawn on her that what had happened?
She was very grateful, but she didn't have her wits about her. I tell you, she was definitely, she was pretty quiet. I think she's kind of shocked from just what happened. I know David was a little shocked too. So, you know, once after we saved her, we drive her off, or after David saved her, got her back on the boat, drive her off, and took care of her dog, and then we went right back to shore, got her in a car, and you know, got a hospital out, got her to the hospital right after that.
Did she drive into the middle of that, or get swept away?
Yeah, there's a portion of the that that's not shown. So we were driving around, and as we were driving, she actually was driving towards us. And David and Jason, the man, the blue jacket that you also see in the video, they were trying to pull her over. You know, they were waving her arms, trying to get her to stop. She didn't stop. She kept driving. And then at that point, we flipped the Huey on the boat. We turned around, drove back towards her, and that's when the video starts, is when we approached the car right as it's sinking. Mm.
So you knew she was going to, you knew she was in deep trouble, even though she kept driving into it.
We knew right away she was in deep trouble. That's why we immediately turned around.
Yeah. Wow, it's not even close. I mean, looking at the car, the front, you know, the front two-thirds of the car is underwater. Are you kind of surprised that she drove into that?
Yeah, we were all very surprised that she drove into that. Like I said, we were all waving our arms and trying to get her to stop, but she kept going for whatever reason. I'm not sure. You know, like I said, when she got out of the water, she really didn't. She really wasn't there. She never wits about her, so we really couldn't ask her, you know, what she was doing or where she was. Well, I'm not even sure if she lives there. I'm not sure why she was driving in that particular area.
She did seem quite hysterical, I would say.
About her dog. Get my dog!
Yeah. It's pretty amazing. David tears the convertible top off.
God, that is
superhuman strength.
Wow.
Well, he was able to pry the top part. I think you see the steel rod or whatever.
Yeah.
I think it's a fishing tool. And I think he was able to pry just a part of that top open. And then when he got on top of the boat, used the car as leverage and then just ripped the top of that car off. And then that's how he was able to get in there and pull her out.
Do you know if she had an air pocket in that car?
I do not know.
Because she's yelling. She is yelling, "I'm drowning," isn't she?
Yeah, I was going to say, he did not submerge underwater, I don't believe, until he pulled that top out. And you see water actually goes into the car once the top came out.
Right, exactly. I saw that.
Yeah, I wondered why, yeah.
Kind of watertight for a convertible. I'm sort of impressed.
What make and model is that car?
I don't know, but they're going to find it. Once the levels go down, they'll find it, we can tell you.
Oh, how deep is it now?
I'm not sure. I actually haven't been back to the Tiger Bend area. I know that the water levels have receded, so I'm not sure exactly where it's at right now.
Can I ask a really stupid question? So it's Baton Rouge, and then, of course, Baton Rouge is just in the news for the Elton Sterling thing. Like, how far are these areas apart?
Baton Rouge, it's not a lot of ground to cover. I mean, I can usually get to spots in maybe 15 or 20 minutes, but we've been covering the entire East Baton Rouge Parish, parishes are like counties in Louisiana. We call them parishes. And the whole EBR parish covers, it's driving maybe, 40 minutes back and forth. So that's that whole area that we're covering news-wise.
But it's just, that area is in the news for that horrible story, and now this horrible story, but it really puts things in perspective.
Yeah, those in terms of like the city of Baton Rouge, I mean, that's all interconnected. That's all one spot. So this is the same area as the Sterling shooting, and it's also not far from the shooting where those three officers were killed.
Yeah.
You know, I just saw for the first time is how that car floats sideways right into you guys. It's floating.
Our boat, I think in the video you can hear our boat actually hit the car.
Yeah.
The,
oh, you drive into it.
Yeah. Together.
Oh, okay.
Who's driving that boat?
David actually was driving the boat.
Wow.
Oh, and he was the hero?
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Someone might say that, what are those other two guys doing on the boat? you're in David. You're in his way.
Oh, he has to take a joke.
I don't know who would say that.
Shooter, man.
Yeah, I know.
This is something that we were just curious about. I don't even know if you could answer it. Is we were trying to figure out what the ethnicity of the woman that was saved from drowning. Is she a Caucasian woman?
I couldn't tell you. I believe she's Caucasian.
Okay, because we couldn't tell. Somebody was saying, "No, no, she's Asian." And then I think Marco said, "Oh, I think she's black." And we were like, "Jeez, we're all crazy here."
Yeah, I'm. I couldn't tell you guys.
Yeah, we've watched this. How many times have you watched this? 50 times or something? It's just incredible. And
it was an incredible experience.
Yeah, congratulations for being in the right place at the right time and getting the shot there. I mean, you really nailed it, man.
Yeah, thank you.
In your house, is everything's okay? You're fine?
I actually live in an apartment building. It's 3 stories up, and most of the area where I am is dry, so I was fortunate.
Good thinking.
Cool. Yeah. Well, hey, thanks so much for your time, and we were even trying to get a hold of the gal that experienced this and got her dog, but I don't know if we're having any luck with that. Any luck finding her, Jay?
She's in the hospital.
Yeah.
Oh, she's in the hospital.
She's still recovering from
the
ordeal.
For sure. Well, she's underwater for a while. Anyway, thank you, Robbie. Appreciate the time. Congratulations again on getting a great shot.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me on, guys.
You bet.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Well, she got royalties for it.
Robbie Reynolds.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, she's in the water.
How's some
water
stuff
for
on?
10 seconds, so... As far as hospitalization.
Help me, I'm drowning.
She got wet, so she had to go to the hospital.
I'm wet. Tell them I'm to the hospital.
Give me dry clothes.
Get my dog.
Give me dry clothes.
Get my dog.
Ow. Give me dry clothes.
Maybe she's gone.
Give me hospital bed.
Better not, buddy.
I've been underwater for 10 seconds.
No, she better not be.
What?
She better not be. That's just a weird choice of words for that
but
situation.
I see you.
I think she's gone.
Get my dog.
Get my dog. D-A-W-G.
Dog, get my dog.
Do you talk to your dogs that way now?
Dog.
Does she need some?
Thanks, you're a dog.
Does she not need some neosinephrine also?
She's a clear
She's plugged up, isn't she?
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah.
She was underwater for 10 seconds.
There's a Ruth Williams-esque element to it, question. Can we hear Ruth just to hear someone else who's stuffed up?
She does the cow.
Get my dog. Better not be.
It's an insult on my dog.
Come on, you, because I think it's a damn shame. Somebody by the name of Monica Conyers. If you can't pay a $15 bill today, how you going to pay a $25 bill next week? It's a shame. It's an insult on our people. And she needs to go.
Give my dog.
I think it's D-O-W-G. Dog.
And she needs to go.
Oh, my God.
Well, she's okay. Good for her.
Oh, man.
Dog.
Okay, Ryan Lochte. We got a minute.
Weird.
What real police say they have found no evidence supporting Ryan Lochte's account of robbery at gunpoint, as Olympian says he didn't report an incident for fear of getting in trouble. Now, that sounds really weird, but I can understand somebody who's in the public eye like he is just not wanting that story. It just does nothing for him. It puts him out late at night, partying, being reckless, even though, you know, people just follow cars and pull them over and rob them in Rio.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't think he did anything wrong. But it's really funny. When this story first came out, I tweeted, I have a feeling this isn't the last we're going to hear about this. I don't know why I thought that. And then... I'm not sure why they're beating up on this guy, though. What evidence would there be of the robbery? What would be the evidence? I mean,
of the actual robbery?
Yeah. I mean, because I'm saying there's no evidence.
Surveillance footage of the incident. Can't they just interview the taxi driver?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, certainly he would say what would happen. I mean, I guess and you would think that taxi would at some point in time be on a security camera.
Except I think the taxi drivers are in on it, it sounds like. If they just pull
that's
over
true.
Anybody,
why would you
let their inhabitants get robbed?
I love that judge is like, surrender your passport immediately, Ryan Lochte, and he's already back here in America.
Why would a judge ask him to surrender his passport?
I guess their stories weren't matching up. Which
well, they're drunk. They're
yeah,
four
it's
drunk
three in
guys.
The morning. But then he had a wallet on security footage when he left the country.
That's really interesting. What, could he not have picked up a new wallet?
Well, he wouldn't have anything plausible to put in it.
His money? Just some money?
Olympic gold?
When something like this happens, it's, who has a reason to lie?
Why would you lie about being robbed? I mean,
well, what, I'm just saying, who has the reason to lie here?
Oh, Brazil.
Brazil does, clearly. Yeah, to act like they're so safe.
Because they Zika.
And, but we know that's not true. We know it's unsafe as hell there.
Right. No, I know, but this has been, for at least the way Americans view it, the biggest story of theft or crime. I mean, there's been other ones, but this has been the one that's dominated it.
Did you hear, why does the Olympics always have these really stupid, like so crazy stories that you can't even believe they're happening? Did you see the two sisters who went across the marathon yes finish line holding hands?
Yeah.
All right.
And the German Olympic minister is bitching at them.
I know, saying, what an asshole.
Oh, they're just trying to get publicity, and they were 15 minutes behind their normal time, so they didn't train very hard.
Yep, exactly. So what?
What is that all about?
If they had their best times ever, they one would have finished 8th, the other would have finished 15th, so they wouldn't have medaled anyway. But that's just not the German way.
Well, isn't
it's all about the motherland, no individual.
And everyone liked the story anyway. They thought it was great, these two girls holding hands.
Yeah,
how sweet.
Twins.
Two sisters achieving, hot, running the marathon. Yeah, they're hot to boot.
Isn't getting attention the point of the Olympics?
Of the Olympics, absolutely, and cashing in on it.
I want to say this about the Olympics and these gold medal winners getting 25 grand per gold, and where they get 15 for a silver and 10 for a bronze or
and
something.
It's taxed.
Yeah, it's taxed, of course, which is kind of bullshit. But do the medal winners really need a stipend from the U.S. government? I mean, isn't the stipend their advertising gigs that they get for the next?
Yeah, but some of them don't. Like, look at the girl that won the very first gold. Do you even know who she is? No one does.
Who is she?
She won it for pistol shooting or something.
What?
She's never going to cash in.
Okay,
on it.
Well,
okay. Although she'll probably get endorsements for her. Whatever her sport is.
Well, that's the most enduring endorsement they get, is if it's something relating to their what they do. And the swimmers and the gymnasts will make millions.
Well, Kevin Durant really doesn't need 25 grand.
I would say, yeah, the basketball players, that's a joke, clearly. I would say
they donate it,
the Olympians who don't win a medal could use the dough more than anybody.
That's a good point. But then this
sounds kind of
silly.
Best.
It's not an incentive then.
No, nobody's going to be incentive. Nobody's going to lose on purpose. That's crazy. And did you see the girls that fell, the one that fell down and the other one helped her up? And I know.
You know what's funny about
that? We just love those stories. I personally am like, let the girl go. Go. Yeah. Don't help her up, you idiot. You've been training for 4 years. You're going to help this slob who just wiped out?
That was a preliminary race, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think it was because I think they're allowing them to both race. They both get to go
that's
forward.
That's crap.
I kind of thought so, too.
That's total crap.
I kind of thought
fell
so,
down.
Too. Well, the other one twisted
her ankle.
The hurdler
that hit the first hurdle, is he going to get to race in the finals too?
You mean the guy that tried to run through it?
Yeah, pretty much. He jumped like 10 feet too soon.
Did you see the steeplechase guy?
No.
Oh, my God. Jay, can you just search steeplechase? I bet you anything it's the first video.
What exactly is steeplechase again?
There are always these horrible stories.
Steeplechase, like, I don't know. It's a long bunch of running around the track, and then there's the water they have to jump over, and then the giant hurdle they have to jump over. It's like a giant wooden hurdle. I don't understand it either.
Mark, you probably won't remember this.
It's like horse racing for humans.
Do you remember the two runners who missed their heat because they missed the bus?
Oh, yeah.
It's Seoul.
Oh my, was it like 88 or 92 or something? 88. Was that not the dumbest thing? It's like, you've been working out 4 years to be in the Olympics and you missed the bus.
Was he a boxer? Was it Roy Jones?
I don't know.
Roy Jones Jr. missed the bus?
That's pretty clueless.
I know some runners, I think some runners missed the bus. I remember Bryant Gumbel just excoriating them on TV when he was doing the
should have.
Yeah, it was like, I don't know. It's very strange. They was giving him so much crap. I think they claimed that their coach gave him the wrong time for the bus too, or something like that. Yeah. And I think he denied it. And it was just one big clusterfuck. But they didn't let those guys run.
Like, no, no second chances.
And it's funny too that listen, they won't wait for him either. It's like, oh, where are those two guys? I mean, obviously they're on their way or something. Oh, Chris, maybe they didn't have cell phones then. I don't know. How stupid though.
So did Seacrest cover that or?
Which story?
The story about the girls who fell down. Are those Seacrest type stories? Or
I don't know what Seacrest does because I don't watch
the late night.
Thing.
Yeah,
do you watch the late night thing?
I've TiVo'd it and kind of sped through it. It's really bad.
Does she do all the warm fuzzy stuff?
Yeah. No, he interviews all the winning athletes, and like I said, he doesn't know shit about sports.
No, he's not a sports guy. That it is really dumb that he's there.
Mm-hmm.
Did you find the steeplechase?
Yeah,
it was the first one.
Oh, let's have a look. See. Are we talking a wipeout that I missed?
See the reflection of the guy watching
what?
The TV?
He fell under the thing. Does he have to go back through and jump over it?
He slips as he's jumping.
Oh, ow.
And he hits it with his face.
Oh, boy.
God. Was he wiped out? Was that it for him? Was he wiped out?
Oh, I think he was knocked out.
Oh, ouch.
Yeah.
God, that would hurt. Oh,
yeah.
Jesus. I was going to call him. I was going to say he was faking. Because he's way behind. He's just faking to act like he's hurt. Because then it's not as bad as just making a dumb mistake.
Oh, yeah.
You're faking.
How did he stumble as he approached, though? And
he's an oaf. He's an Olympic oaf. From the country of oaf.
What he'll be known for the rest of his life.
The country of oaf. Their anthem is da 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 da.
Oh man, that is such a bummer.
Oh,
that was a little. It was a bit oafish, I have to say. It was. I mean, that sucks. But he does just what? It's like his legs collapse.
Legs akimbo.
What happened to his right? What's up with his right leg before that? He's a little oafish. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's weird. Oh, that would hurt.
And
yeah,
so, the guy who came after him almost jumped on top of him.
God, if he didn't pull his groin, I'm shocked.
Oof, groin? I'm worried about his face.
I know.
Don't let anybody on bath salts around him.
What?
It's going to be an awful tender face to eat.
Mm. Why aren't there pictures of what he looks like now? The day after, there should be.
I know, I agree.
Follow-up photos.
There must be one. Is there one? No?
I don't know. Let's see.
Current photo of the
What's
staple
the country
cheese?
Of oafs website?
Google staple cheese.
Oaf.
Staple cheese oaf today.
Dot OAF. What's his name? Does anybody know his name?
No way. No clue.
Oaf.
Legally change his name.
If you type in steeplechase, the first one, Rio 2016, because everybody knows it.
Oh, my God, there he is. Oh, the still is even grislier.
Oh, it's so bad.
Oh, what an
ass.
He's crying.
A bummer.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
Hey, I still have not seen, yesterday we were talking about the fugitive, you know, who killed the grandma and was running around with a shaved head for a few days.
I haven't seen it either, and I'm looking.
The headline today, teeth gave away homicide suspect. We talked about this yesterday, the fact that what is with this guy's teeth? Because he never opens his mouth in any of the pictures we've seen. And they keep talking about how, oh, yeah, his teeth. We looked one look at his teeth, but they never tell us what the fuck is with this guy's teeth.
I know.
I hate stories like that, that the headline
crazy
is trying to tell you the whole thing, but not quite. And then you read all the way to the end and still don't find out.
It was his teeth, the officer said. They said he has a unique bite. He does.
Oh, the Batman.
What's unique about it?
Batman logo.
Yeah, but what is it? It might be. I don't know.
Iannotti. Is that his name?
Yeah, Iannotti. Yeah. Anthony Iannotti.
Yeah.
And what a cocksucker this guy is. Mm-hmm. I cannot believe how low the bond was when he strangled his wife for the second time. Strangled her the second time. He's arrested. He's put in jail. $10,000 bond, and a relative paid it.
Oh, it was a relative?
A
relative paid it, and it's out $10,000 now, thank God. Watch this person try and get their money back, too. No.
Get their money back. They should almost be charged for not keeping an eye on them.
I agree. If you bond someone out,
it should be your responsibility.
You should have to serve whatever crimes they commit. You should have to serve the time for them.
I mean, that bond is to make sure they don't commit a crime before their trial.
Right. So if you're so sure they're not going to commit a crime, then pay the bond.
Yeah, that would actually keep a lot of people.
Nobody would pay for a bond.
No, they wouldn't.
Nobody would ever make bond.
I'm all for that. I mean, what seriously? How many people in bonded out were going, oh God, thank God he's been bonded?
No. No one.
I mean, it's really just, I wonder if they'll commit a crime or not. I mean, honestly, it is.
Of course.
It's It's a roll of the dice.
But if you were bonded, wouldn't you just be on your best behavior?
God, I don't know. It just seems
or if
like
you're on parole, wouldn't you be on your best behavior?
Oh, on parole, of course.
Yeah.
Most parolees, though, they never see their parole officers. They just disappear.
Righteous Rick did.
Yeah, yeah. He was the one lone case.
How's his GoFundMe doing?
Oh, it's up. You know, he texted me. I'll just read his text. Because, you know, it's written as Righteous Rick.
Of course.
Yo, Mark. GoFundMe page is live. Helping Righteous Rick matters.
Third person.
Please help spread the word for me. Thank you very much. I'll be in touch soon. RR. So let's see how much he's got.
I'm going to predict it's $600.
Oh, I'll take under.
Okay. Trudy?
I'm thinking $1,200.
This is to get Righteous Rick back on his feet.
Going out.
65?
Let's see.
Because he was on the show.
How do you know? $20. He's at $20 of his $5,000 goal.
Aw, that's sad.
Well, this is the first we've talked about it.
I do feel bad about the $20, but I'm not sure. I know if we talk about this for any length of time, people are going to go, why should I give that guy money?
Well, from his own mouth, my home and everything I've had was taken away from me fighting my case in court. Home gone, cars, all my furniture. I was convicted of a crime that wasn't true. W-A-S-E-N-T, true. Evidence didn't come out that would have helped me. Would have helped
me. Mark, stop picking apart his.
I'm just reading it as it's English. Written. I lost my home, which sucks. And, you know, he was convicted. Rick, I love you, buddy, but we're convicted. Lost my home, 184,000 cars, 15,000 and home furnishings, 100,000 all taken from me. I spent 28,600 fighting my case. I was sentenced to 3.5.
Wait. $184,000 plus $15,000 plus does not equal $28,000.
Well, he lost his home, which is $184,000. Right. His cars, which is $15,000 and home furnishing.
How much about home furnishings again?
Seems like he has a lot of money left over.
I'm just reading it as it's written, Trudy.
I'm just doing the math.
Paid too much.
I was sentenced to 3.5 years to 15 years in prison. My guidelines were 0 to 12 months. I fought and lost. I owe $18,600 in court fines and fees as well. They said it had a lot to do. Wait, they said. Sorry, this thing just moved on me. They said it had a lot to do with who I am.
Huh?
I lost my kids as well. I cannot see them at this time. I'm trying to recover the best I can.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
People who know me, love me, respect me, and know there's a lot that was said that was wrong. Social media, TV, radio have all put a mark on my name, but I'm here and I'm back. I want to thank
it's
you
a good
all
mark.
For the love and support I've received since I've been home. I love each and every one of you. I never meant to hurt anyone. I'm just trying to live. Thank you. Righteous Rick matters.
I don't understand why he can't see his kids.
I don't either.
He's out of jail. He's paid his dues.
I don't either. And well, I mean, the mother of the kids probably is fighting it.
Can be very complicated. He did have a somewhat...
They're together, though, aren't they?
No, I think it... Oh. Well, wait. He had a contentious relationship with his ex.
Yeah, and
fleshed out.
The one who got mad at us was a new.
That's his new. That's his wife now, right? He's with her, right?
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah, she stuck with him.
He also told me that he's got a fight coming up. They want him to fight.
What?
Yeah.
Really? Oh, cool. Can he make any money doing that? I hope.
Let's see. Where's the other thing? Yo, Mark. It always starts. Yo, Mark. I love it. Yo, Mark. They want me to fight around January. I'll keep you posted.
Do it.
I'll
He's
be
in
there.
Shape, man. He looks solid.
He does. Lost a lot of weight, man.
He's good.
So, if you want to donate to Rick, go ahead.
Huh. GoFundMe. Righteous Rick matters.
Yes.
Hey, put in $5.
Yeah. I was put in.
You won't miss it. Meanwhile, we'll get moving on. Part two. We've gone 23 minutes over our goal, which is an hour for part one, an hour for part two. We'll never meet our goal. Of course, we know that. But we are splitting. We have smaller files now going out, which means quality should be better and download should be easier. So there. I hope nobody's still upset. We only had 2 complaints, right, that I know of?
No, we've had more on the Facebook page. A lot more, yeah.
Christ, now what?
So I guess we have to reevaluate.
Change is difficult to adjust to, but people will. Hey, why don't we issue a T-shirt? That'll make everything better.
There you go. That's a thought.
Or we just do one and leave it in an hour.
But what's the problem? Why is everybody bitching?
Joe?
Joey. Stop whining.
I can't understand because they're complaining about how downloading two files is a pain in the ass. They just like the one. But if you're on iTunes, it's as simple automatic. As just automatic.
Easy
I mean, it
as
clicks.
Hell.
Yeah, stop you just it. Click play and it downloads. And I mean, I'm not sure yeah. so much about Google Play, but it seems like it's the same thing. And then also
it's royally
the website,
easy.
I would think maybe people are actually downloading the files and saving them to their phones. Is that possible?
I don't
mean,
know.
That's pretty archaic if
that's
you ask
crazy.
Me.
That's crazy. You don't need to. We're saving them for you.
Yeah,
you
so
save them.
We'll get used to it. I mean, it'll be better. Trust us in the long run. We're just doing the best we can.
Yeah.
Well, the file size, the people that have a problem with the file size, that's a huge problem.
Yeah.
Much bigger problem than downloading twice.
It's easy for
I mean, when you're on iTunes, it's as simple as going to the podcast app on your page.
I think they're all from the country.
Clicking on the app, searching Drew and Mike, and it's subscribing, and it's all right there. It's as simple as pressing play. I mean, it's really that easy, so hopefully it's not, you know, people yeah. find you guys.
I'd be, myself, I might be embarrassed to complain about that.
Jeez, why don't you go cry about it?
They're out there, trust me. Just, you know.
I know, I'm amazed. A lot, yeah. I didn't think there'd be that many people.
One last thing, though, on social media, especially today and yesterday, tons and tons of happy birthday wishes to Trudy.
All right, yeah.
Oh, hey.
You can't, hopefully Trudy doesn't read all the comments that are on there. But they're not bad, Trudy. They're not bad. It's just a little.
They're highly sexual.
Possibly. No, tons of happy birthday. So. Oh,
yeah, I got a lot of retweets when I wish you a happy birthday, so that's quite
nice
something.
Nice set of Hooters you got there.
We should start doing it every week.
Yeah, let's have more birthdays.
The queen of, what did, that
queen
was.
Queen of Detroit rock and roll.
Queen of rock, man. Yeah. Wow. Thank you, Drew. Oh, yeah. Jeez.
Lots of retweets. What
Mark
can I say?
And Jay
people
and
agreed.
And everybody.
That's kind of sexy.
Did we get a lot of action on today's video?
Yeah, big time. We went live.
We were live today.
Oh,
yeah, we were live today.
I didn't know.
We were live today, and let's see, already in less than an hour, you have over 6,000 people reached, 132 likes, 92 comments, 7 shares, and almost 1,000 views.
Don't you love social media?
How many people do we have now on the Facebook page?
Roughly over, let's see, about 4,400 right now. But, you know, tons of people are commenting and you know, liking our stuff, but they haven't actually liked the page. So if you just like the page, give us a like. That'll boost them up higher and, you know, get more attention for the podcast. So
if not, what's your problem with the page? Why
don't
you like it?
They like the comments. They definitely comment on you, Mark. That's for sure.
Oh, I know. hate can be a motivating factor.
You're a trouble magnet, but a hero. Don't forget.
What? Oh, a Berkeley hero.
Yes, you're a Berkeley
hero. Well, no, I don't know who that guy is.
Facebook.com/ Drew Mike Podcast. And then Twitter, of course, we can always use more Twitter people. Please, Drew Mike Podcast. Drew and Mike Podcast on Twitter. Didn't Drew and Mike Podcast now?
Nope. At Drew Mike Podcast.
At Drew Mike Podcast? Oh, I thought we added the end.
Oh my God.
Sorry. I thought we added the end. I don't know why. Maybe I added the end and then I deleted it and got people back on the page. Drew Mike
the only,
Podcast.
The only place the and exists is the actual website, yeah. Drew and Mike Podcast.
Is that an oversight? Maybe it should have just been
Drew and Mike.
All the same.
Should just been DMP. Been Did someone take DMP?
I like the Drew and Mike part, though. I think that's important.
Yeah.
People listen to the show?
Old habits die hard.
Nobody understands it.
Trudy is coming to you courtesy of 94.7 WCSX Classic Rock. Trudy and Jim, and they'll be on tomorrow once again, 6 to 10 a.m. Mm. So you're smoking the bandit, the Trans Am. You guys giving that away?
Yeah.
Trudy does it's not signed- know. Do not hold her to that.
It's signed by who?
Burt Reynolds.
No, Burt really.
Reynolds. The dashboard. I can't. It's so funny. There's a half a page on your partner and the Trans Am, and Trudy has not seen it.
And now I'm starting to think she's going to avoid it on purpose.
Inside,
we
page.
Want her to see it.
It was page 2 of the Free Press.
I don't read the paper anymore.
No, that's right.
Your fingers
it's not
dirty.
Online.
What? Yeah. What? Neil Rubin? They don't put Neil Rubin no. online.
Neil Rubin not. Demands to not be online.
Really?
He's so old fashioned.
Yeah. He hates being online.
Yeah.
Protest. He doesn't think the internet's going to catch on. I don't blame him. It's really a pain in the ass. You know, you got the screens and the keyboards and who knows how to work that stuff.
You can get it everywhere.
Internet screws up and, yeah.
How are we going to get 10-year-olds to understand this stuff? My God. All right. Well, so thanks for joining us today. We'll see you tomorrow. And I guess that's about it. So,
later.
See
Bye.
Ya.
Bye.
Thank you, Trudy. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Joe. Jay.
Is that on my clock?